This time of year, the bright green needles of evergreen trees shine unfazed by the cold, even as most of the forest is down for its winter nap. But right now, a life and death battle between titans of the insect world is underway, and the prize will be the country's hemlock trees. Hemlocks may not be an economically important tree, but Virginia Tech entomologist Tom McAvoy says they're extremely ecologically important.
Hemlocks in the East provide a unique habitat, and no other plant species can replace it. They shade streams in the mountains that keep the temperature cool in the water. It affects trout populations. It affects a lot of breeding birds that require hemlocks to nest in.
But for decades, an invasive insect, originally from southern Japan, has been sucking the sap out of the hemlocks in eastern North America. The pest is known as the woolly adelgid for the telltale white puffs it leaves on the base of the needles.
The adelgid was first noticed in the early 1950s around the area of Richmond.
Entomology professor Scott Salam is Virginia Tech's lead researcher on the project to save the hemlocks. He says it took almost 30 years for those foreign invaders to gain a foothold here.
And all of a sudden the spread was on and made it to Connecticut. It started devastating trees in Connecticut. It started devastating trees in Virginia, like the Shenandoah National Park. Lost a lot of old growth hemlock, and it became a visible pest.
But now the woolly adelgid's old nemesis from back home is back on its trail. After careful selection, testing, and 7 years of quarantine, a new predator beetle from Japan has been released in a test forest at Virginia Tech. Its mission, under controlled conditions, bring down the adelgid that's killing the hemlocks in this one-acre test area. And it's this time of year when the battle heats up.
When everything is shutting down right now, all the leaves are falling off the trees, everybody's going dormant, the adelgids wake up. The adelgids are starting to grow, and they're going to continue to grow through the winter. And here's a predator that sleeps in the summer, wakes up when its prey wakes up, and becomes active when its host is available.
And this is key when it comes to fighting one invasive species by using another. Timing is everything, and rather than a winner, a state of balance between the competitors is the goal.
But it's a long-term project.
Again, Tom McAvoy.
And this is really our only solution for forest environments, is to bring that predator complex from its native environment and allow the insects to control the adelgids and keep it under control.
Come spring, the question will be, have the newcomers taken a seat at the table, joining the local insect food chain, and giving the eastern hemlock a chance at survival? I'm Robbie Harris.